Hi everyone in Audio Boomland. Haven't posted here for a while. I have with me my lovely wife Buffy Sue.
Hello.
And I have with me Brian and Amy, two of our friends.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. They're American, by the way. I just want to tell you a little story. On Wednesday, the 20th of July, we were supposed to be going on a P&O cruise on the P&O ship Oceana from Venice, going around the Mediterranean, ending up at Genoa next Wednesday. Notice I said supposed to be. We arrived in Venice, got on the ship, went and presented ourselves and said, you know, who is our contact for if we need any assistance at all. And to cut a long story short, because I know I've only got, I can't remember whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes. To cut a long story short, they told us that we wouldn't be able to sail on the ship because we're totally blind and we need a carer. We went and had some lunch while they made phone calls and did whatever, I don't know what they were doing. Then the customer services lady called Gemma, she brought a nurse and a doctor, the chief medical officer, down to give us an orientation of the ship. And they called it an orientation. They didn't call it a test or an assessment. They just said an orientation, just so that they could see what, so they could gauge what assistance could be provided. So they took us all around the main decks, like the theatre, the deck with the bars and the theatres and the restaurants, and up onto the swimming pool deck, etc., etc., etc. It was good. What, 20 minutes, half an hour?
Yeah, about that.
Mm-hmm. Brought us back to our seats. They went. They got us a drink. Went off and had a little conference for nearly 2 hours. When they came back, they say, "Well, we feel you need guides. You need a guide." To take you, to make sure you're safe around the ship. Now, at that point, my thinking was, oh, right, okay, so they're going to provide a guide. But they said, so I'm sorry, we're not going to allow you to sail with us today. They were insulting, humiliating, they were so patronising. Bear in mind that Brian and Amy are also totally blind, and they've been on cruises before with no difficulties. They've never been refused on a ship before. I've never heard it happening to any other VI people before. To add insult to injury, they said, we're going to fly you home accompanied by a nurse so that you're safe. Uh-huh. How do they think we got there in the first place? And then while we were in our cabins, I actually didn't hear this, neither did you, Buff?
No.
But Brian and Amy said that when the captain was doing his welcome speech to everybody, so this was on the public address system, so everybody heard this, at the end of his speech he said words, something, I'm paraphrasing, to the people that are in their cabins awaiting to leave the ship, we want you to know that this is being done for your safety. Thank you for just humiliating us in front of over 800 crew and over 2,000 passengers. Thank you very much, Captain Sir. So they put us up in a hotel overnight. Fair enough. More insult to injury. The hotel had a faulty lift and we got stuck in the lift for half an hour. So that was great fun. We got home. We are now at the Clifton Hotel in Tynmouth, Devon, where we intend to have a great time, talk about what's happened, talk about what we're going to do about it. And when we get home, it's time to take some action, because I think, and I'm sure you guys do too, we've been treated absolutely appallingly. I've never been so insulted as a blind person in my life, and I've had some bloody insults as a blind person. So I just thought I'd put this out there. Feel free to share it on Facebook and Twitter, anywhere you feel you want to share it. Please do share it, because this story just has to get out. Thanks for listening.
God, you haven't posted on there, mate.
But there's no way to contact him. I can comment on posts that he has, but I can't contact him through it.